This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. All right, so starting to get sweaty, right? Starting to get hot. I think this weekend where I live, it's going to be 113 degrees, and the summer has just barely started. So people are going to sweat, and it's going to get very, very stinky. Well, we're hearing right now that there is a new, discovery, all right, that could possibly cool us down by automatically pulling sweat away from the body and releasing it as water vapor. And it's using a very unusual material that has been discovered that oozes water halfway before it becomes fully saturated with water. Now, this finding came as a surprise to researchers from the Department of Energy's Pacific Northwest National Laboratory, who accidentally created the material when an experiment did not go as planned. You know, just like penicillin and artificial sweeteners being accidents, I can't tell you how much of science is an accident, you know? I mean, how many of your kids were born because of an accident, right? I mean, so to me, I don't even like to call them accidents. I like to call them surprises, you know, because this
What about the musical term happy accidents? That's what I play a wrong note, but it's not a wrong note. It just kind of works. Happy accidents.
That's right. Happy accidents. Exactly. That works too. Sometimes things have to happen. I mean, songs. You know, you'll be trying to play a song, all of a sudden you'll go off and you're like, well, wait a second. I like that sound, and then you can make a song out of that. So I don't know, I just think everything happens for a reason. But anyway, they say this finding came as a surprise, and one of the researchers was inspecting a solid carbon-rich nanorod. I'm dying to see his reading glasses when he was looking at this sucker. With a vapor analysis instrument, when he noticed the nanorods mysteriously lost weight as humidity increased. This was very unusual. You know, things that make you go, And so he was like, And so they thought that maybe the instrument had malfunctioned, because how does something lose weight as humidity increases? That you gain weight because of the extra fluid it's holding. But when they looked at what was happening using the microscope, they saw an unknown fluid unexpectedly appear between the bunches of the tiny sticks and ooze out. It seemed that immediately after expelling the fluid, the nanorod's weight decreased by about half, which is, again, a phenomenon that had never been seen. So Dr. David Lau, who made the discovery and was still going, things make you go, our unusual material, we need to get that song clip. Our unusual material behaves a bit like a sponge. It wrings itself out halfway before it's fully saturated with water. So they published a paper in Nature Nanotechnology and describes the physical processes behind this spectacle, which turned out to be the first experimental viewing of a phenomenon that was actually theorized over 20 years ago. So what does this mean for you and I? Well, this could, you know, be used for low-energy water harvesting and purification for the developing world. And they said this could also be used for us, fabric that automatically pulls sweat away from the body and releases it as a vapor. Now, sweat doesn't necessarily smell. It smells once it sits and mixes with bacteria and dead skin cells, but the actual original sweat doesn't necessarily have to stink. Dr. David Hildebrandt, one of the authors, said, now that we've gotten over the initial shock of this unforeseen behavior, we're imagining the many ways it could be harnessed to improve the quality of our lives. This discovery comes off the back of a theory which was first proposed back in the 1990s by scientists that were studying crystallized protein. Scientists noticed that they only saw water vapor surrounding the hydrophobic sections. Those that hydrophobic means it like repels water. It's afraid of water. And they said they only saw water surrounding the protein where liquid water would surround other areas. They proposed that there was some sort of process that enabled this water to get caught between the hydrophobic protein and sections to suddenly vaporize. So, to me, this is pretty cool. I look at it more, you know, because I'm learning how to scuba dive. I look more at, you know, some wetsuit type technology, because, you know, water conducts heat super fast. And so many of us, we can't get into a wetsuit, okay? All right, present company included. And it's very, very difficult to get into one of those, and so we like to wear a skin. A skin is like one of the thin, you know, fabric things you wear that really does nothing to keep you warm. All it does is kind of like a bathing suit that covers your whole body. That's really what a skin does. It really doesn't, you know, give you any warmth. But, you know, if you have to touch the bottom and you're on your knees, you don't necessarily scrape up your knees because you basically have coverage. It's kind of like a jumpsuit. All right, but what would be so cool is if they can incorporate this sort of technology where the water doesn't, you know, sit on your body and you're able to expel it out. Maybe that'll have some applications for avoiding hypothermia in submersion. I don't know. I mean, I don't really know much about a nanorod. And I don't know how strong these nanorods are, but just like ants, my guess is you put a bunch of nanorods together, you got some real powerful stuff. So they say when two intersecting nanorods get close enough, the water caught between them could be forced to quickly evaporate. And then, let me see. So this ejection, I think this could be really pretty cool. Okay, what else? They also say you can microwave your armpits. So many women are taking part in an unusual cosmetic medical treatment by microwaving their armpits. All right, remember I told you that when I got hair removal in my underarms, I barely sweat under my arm? And so it must have killed off some of the sweat glands. All right, but in this particular case, it's called microwaving, where it helps people with hyperhidrosis. Hyperhidrosis is where you sweat profusely. You could sweat in your hands, which is very frustrating for people that have to shake hands with business deals. They're like, look, my hand is wet, because nobody wants to touch a sweaty hand. So many people in the business world have a lot of difficulty when they're dealing with hyperhidrosis, sweaty feet, sweaty underarms. So right now there's this device called the Mira Dry device and Mira Smooth that are used to deal with the sweat glands. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com, Andro400.com, or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini-CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. And big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. All right. This is an interesting email. And by the way, not the first time I received an email like this. I could swear we covered something very similar to this a while back. But you know why? We're coming at vacation time, so I'm not surprised that this is happening more and more often. Greg writes, I received a call from my doctor's nurse saying I have a spot and he needs to talk to me. Spot is in quotations. He goes, so of course I asked to schedule an appointment right away. They said the earliest is 3 weeks from now when the doctor returns from vacation. I asked the nurse to let me talk to him and she said he's out of the country. This is crazy. Do I have cancer? Am I going to die? His staff has no clue and I'm here going crazy. What do you think my x-ray was? I had a chest x-ray. I don't smoke. I'm 40 years old. So from what I get at this, Okay, he had a chest x-ray. They see a quote-unquote spot on his chest x-ray. The nurse calls saying he needs to make an appointment, and he has a spot, and he's now going crazy, and he has to wait 3 long weeks till the doctor gets back into town. Okay, first thing I would say before we go deeper into what this could be, get a copy of the result, okay? If you don't want to wait 3 weeks, get a copy. Say, look, I would like to see the results. I can't wait 3 weeks. I'm going to go and take it to another doctor. Or I am going to take that appointment 3 weeks from now, but can I please at least look at that so I could, you know, try to comprehend what you're seeing. A radiologist will never use the term spot. They don't use the term spot, zigzag, polka dot. You don't see those terms from radiologists. Okay? Terms you will see as mass, nodule. Sometimes you'll hear them say benign appearing nodule, meaning it doesn't look like cancer. Or you'll hear a term going malignant appearing mass, or mass with features that cannot rule out malignancy. So this quote unquote spot, okay, that's not the doctor's terminology. That's the nurse's terminology. So another thing you could do is you could ask her to read verbatim what the test is. Now, she may not be able to do that. She might have been told, the doctor could be out of town. I mean, like, well, okay, so what happens when the doctor goes out of town? Okay, well, sometimes the staff, you know, messes around, but most of the time what the staff will do is the staff will catch up on calls of the patient. And they will, you know, let the patients know the doctor is out of town. Anything urgent, they will assist them with, and then anything that needs to be addressed with follow-up, they will start setting up the follow-ups. And so you could have a nursing supervisor tell a nurse, look, contact him, let him know there's a little something on the x-ray, the doctor's going to want to follow up with them and schedule him. So then here's the nurse going, there's a spot, or there's a little something, or there's a, and you're like, can I please have more data? So if you want, try and get a copy, send it to me, so I can at least tell you what I see. Okay, because maybe it actually says it's a benign appearing. Okay, so what could it be on your chest x-ray? Okay, now, even though I need you to say this, even though you don't smoke, that doesn't mean you're completely out of the woods with lung cancer, but it's a real good sign that you don't smoke. Okay? And many times, okay, many times you have something like these little granulomas, these little benign granulomas, which are kind of like little footprints or little, I don't want to use the word scars, but they're little remnants from a past infection. Sometimes it could leave a little calcification. Sometimes it could just leave a little something that looks like a quote-unquote spot. Now, another term, that word spot I'm fixating on, because, you know, we... In my office, we had an x-ray. And so I would, and again, I hate using past tense because, you know, I was practicing for at least 16 years until I became faculty at Touro University to teach students. So it's with bittersweet emotions saying that, you know, I closed my practice. But I love teaching. I love teaching. I love the kids. They're great kids. But we had an x-ray, and you would look at an x-ray, and I'd be with a medical student, and they'd say, oh, yeah, so what's that spot? And I go, well, that actually is a blood vessel that is looking straight at us, that's coming straight at us. So you would see spots on x-rays all the time. You look at your own x-ray, and you could see little spots. Okay, no, it doesn't mean it's anything dangerous. It could be part of the bronchioles, the air conduits. It could be blood vessels that are there. There could be some scar tissue. It could be artifacts from the x-ray. So spots on an x-ray aren't that uncommon. It's just when a nurse calls you saying you need to make a follow-up for a spot, my guess is there's some sort of a radiology report in front of her that caused her to contact you, or the doctor had said, look, have them follow up. Okay, so what could it be if it is a spot? Okay, well, remember I told you there was a case where years ago I had a patient who was a smoker. He was in his 60s, and I've talked about this case many times, all right, on air. And he had a golf ball-sized mass in his lungs. And it was huge. And I just did a routine x-ray on him for a physical. Okay, because he smoked, I did an x-ray. This was years ago. This was probably 12, 13 years ago. And so I brought him over to look at the x-ray, and I go, I need to show you something, and we got to deal with this, and we got to knock this out of the ballpark. And I showed him the mass in his lungs. And I go, look, I'm going to send you to a surgeon. We got to get this biopsied. And he goes, to heck with that. I might as well die. I mean, if it's cancer, that's it. And I go, well, it may not be cancer. I go, I don't have that feeling from this. I just don't think it's cancer. He goes, well, then what else could it be? I mean, it's huge. It's ugly. And I go, well, I mean, it could be a fungal ball. You know, it could be, I mean, we don't know. You can't start loading the gun and start, you know, throwing in the towel when we don't know what the heck it is. Okay? And I don't have a bad feeling about this. The guy's name was Frank. Don't have a bad feeling about this, Frank. Okay? Just go get a biopsy and get it checked out. So he goes to the cardiovascular surgeon. The cardiovascular surgeon calls us the next day because we got him in quickly. And he said, what the hell are you telling your patient? He does not want to get the biopsy. He's refusing biopsy. And I go, why? He said, because he said, you said it's a fungal ball. I said, I could be a fungal ball. I didn't want him committing suicide and thinking he had cancer. Get him on the phone. I'll tell him to do the biopsy. But I never told him to not do the biopsy. That's why I sent it to you. So I'm like, okay, I got to be careful with my wording. So I go, look, Frank, get the biopsy. Let's just make sure we know what this is. Even if it is a cancer, we're going to knock it out of the ballpark. Many of these cancers could be treated. So he goes and he gets the biopsy done, and he's mad. And it was a huge mass. And the cardiovascular surgeon took out the lobe of lung that had the whole mass in it, rather than just doing a biopsy, obviously, to take it out. Well, when the results came back, it came back fungus. So it was a fungal ball. And so, you know, patient was happy. Cardiovascular surgeon was like, whew, you know. And again, he didn't have a cough. He didn't have sputum. So doing a fungal culture, even though I believe we had done cultures and we still didn't have those back yet, but this was such a mean-looking mass in a smoker who was in his 60s that it should have been cancer, but I just didn't have the feeling that it was. And I was like, look, it could be fungal ball. Just, you know, let's just find out what that is. So the patient was happy, didn't have cancer, thank God. He quit smoking, right? Everybody happy. But I mean, that was a case where it really should have been cancer. We were all expecting it to be cancer, and it wasn't. Okay? So, you know, you being a non-smoker, the spot, again, you know, could be fungus, could be infection, could be, I mean, my question to you, and if you could call, and anybody that has questions, please call at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But my question to you is, if you're 40 years old and you don't smoke, why was that chest x-ray done? I can't tell you what I think it is without that piece of information. Why did they do a chest x-ray? Now, this was just a routine x-ray that was being done. Okay, that makes me feel a lot better than you actually having symptoms of fever, cough, production, weight loss, blood coming up, etc. So if you can't wait the 3 weeks, get a copy. Go to an urgent care with the results, go to another doctor with the results, or send me an image of that, black out your name so you have protection with HIPAA, okay, black out any of it, you know, because they'll be your birthday, your account number, your name, you could black it out, you could, or you could, you know, read it to me over the phone, but, and then I could at least give you some sort of opinion. It's really hard without the information, but I know waiting 3 weeks is long. And what do you do if your doctor's on vacation? What do you do while you sit and wait? Well, what you need to do is before you do any test, as you're leaving that clinic room with the doctor, what you need to do is go, look, are you going to be on vacation? When should we go over the results? And if they go, look, I'm going to be leaving town June 12th to July 3rd, go, should I do the test after you get back or should I do the test before? I just don't want to be waiting around for bad news. And then come up with a plan so you aren't in this position, because this has got to be scary. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I'm excited. I get to meet Coach Menzies and Coach Tony Sanchez a little bit later today at UNLV. Rebel Up song, Jacob Goso, and I made to for the new era of the Running Rebels. UNLV Rebels, pretty excited about their sports future, and so I'll let you know how that goes. I love sports. I've stunk at it. You know, man, I've been a Rebel fan for years and will always be. A lot of ups and downs with football and basketball, but I really see a great future, so I'm pretty excited about that. All right, let's get right to it. And again, we're taking your questions and your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Last week we were told that a third of us do not dental floss our teeth. I think that's absolutely disgusting, and I need to rip you guys a new one. I did not rip you guys a new one last week, but I think I need to. The study looked at data from the National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey to determine the percentage of American adults who neglect to floss their teeth. The researchers examined self-reports of more than 9,000 adults age 30 and older who gave the number of days they flossed the week before. And the results showed that 32.4% of adults reported no flossing. 37.3% reported less than daily flossing, and 30.3% reported daily flossing in the last week. Oh, those are good guys. The study also found that failure to floss was higher in men than women, higher for those 75 or older than those 30 to 44, and higher among non-Hispanic black and Hispanic adults than non-Hispanic white adults. Low-income participants were also less likely to floss than higher-income participants. So, study author Dr. Duong Nguyen said the results call for stronger patient education to inform people about the benefits of flossing. Remember, what does it do? It removes food between the teeth and it prevents the buildup of plaque. So if you don't floss every day, the plaque turns to tartar. If you have not tartar sauce, oh, I know, I can't stand that. First, it's bad enough to eat fish. And then the waitress goes, would you like tartar sauce with that? I go, I can't stand the taste of tartar sauce. And I can't stand the taste of fish. You think two negatives are going to make a positive? No, please, just let me get through the fish. I don't know. Give me some ketchup or something. I'll do what I can. I cannot stand. I don't know how you guys eat fish sticks. But anyway, let's go back to the teeth tartar. So if you don't floss your teeth every day, according to Dr. Nguyen, over time the plaque will turn to tartar. This cannot be removed at home with toothpaste. It can eat away at the tooth and the gums that surround the tooth, breaking it down and creating pockets where the tooth becomes loose and eventually falls out. Right, so it's basically disgusting if you don't floss because the food just sits there. We are telling people to floss, but if we don't tell them why and what it prevents, that could be one of the barriers. And how many of you have gone to a dentist and have been there an hour while they are scraping off the tartar? Yeah, that was me. Oh, I hated that. And it's because I didn't have time to dental floss. I barely had time to brush my teeth. You're supposed to be brushing your teeth for at least a minute or two. Right? I mean, if you could do a good 5-minute toothbrushing, that's wonderful. With the gums getting massaged, and then water picking is so important. Water picking is where you you have obviously a water pick, and the water can get up in there and it can splash away pieces of food. You know, I noticed with me with my dental flossing, I'll get it in there, and then the food will get out from the gum, and then it'll sit there on the tooth. Well, if you dental floss after you brush your teeth, then the food is sitting there. Now, my sister-in-law, who's a dentist, Jen, Jennifer Wax, she says to brush after you dental floss because you're loosening up all the food. Now it's sitting there on your teeth. Now you could brush it off. So, guys, you know, teeth health is very, very important. It's also very expensive, I'm noticing. You know, dental insurance doesn't come cheap, and it doesn't really seem to cover everything that it needs to. So please, for the love of the Lord, spend $1.50 on some dental floss and do that. A big problem I have is I don't pull enough dental floss. So now I have a small piece of dental floss. Have you guys done that? And since I don't like to waste things, I don't want to get a new piece of dental floss. So I'm going to try to make that short piece of dental floss work. And it is so miserable to dental floss your teeth with a short piece of dental floss. And unfortunately, that's one of the reasons why I don't dental floss as often as I should, because I don't make a big enough piece. I got big teeth. I really do. I mean, I was kind of bucktooth as a kid. I was this big. No, I was not a thumb sucker. I never sucked my thumb. Just my teeth are big. I just got big teeth, probably because I want to eat all the time. Air pollution could increase mental illness risk in children. They say air pollution could increase children's risk of developing mental illness. Alarmingly, the link persists even in low air pollution levels. In the new study, researchers found a link between small surges in air pollution rates and the substantial increase in the numbers of psychiatric problems treated. This is the first study to establish such an association. It does add to growing research where air pollution has significant impacts on the cognitive and mental well-being. These growing evidence also show that children are highly susceptible to poor air quality. In the new study, the research team from Umeå University in Sweden analyzed the air pollution exposure of over 500,000 young participants that were under the age of 18. The researchers then compared the data with the records of the medications prescribed for mental illness, and the medicines ranged anywhere from simple sedatives all the way to antipsychotics. The results can mean that a lower concentration of air pollution first and foremost from traffic could reduce psychiatric disorders in children and adolescents. So, we know that pollution can cause stroke. We know it could cause lung disease. We know it could cause heart attacks. Now they're looking at psychiatric illness. There's even been talk that autism was related to moms who were pregnant living in high pollution areas. Now, the World Health Organization and the European Union set a 40 microgram per cubic meter for nitrogen dioxide. However, in many cities, you know, many times the nitrogen dioxide is often beyond what is the prescribed limit. And I don't want to use the term prescribed, but that's what they use in this. This is according to the Tech Times. And the team found just 10 micrograms per cubic meter increased the surge in the levels of nitrogen dioxide and was associated with a 9% increase in children's mental illness rates. There's also an increase in particulate matter, the PM2.5 and the PM10. That was linked to a 4% increase in mental conditions. So, I mean, you know, this is how I look at it. Okay, so you got kids, and you have the city folk, and you got the country folk. I just look at country folk living as healthier. These kids have a longer walk to the bus stop. They play outside. They're working on the farm. We're as city folk, we're got buildings shielding us from sunlight. I really think sunlight has a lot to do with our mental health. And, you have the constant noises. You know, okay, I love New York City, but it's very interesting. When I go to New York City, you know, I'm always listening to the sounds of the street. And even though I could sleep through it, you know, you're listening to those sounds all the time. And maybe for a kid, maybe their REM sleep never gets to complete full cycles, or their sleep cycle never gets to be complete because they're constantly being woken up by sounds or lights, etc. Whereas there is something so soothing about a cricket at night, you know, like when you're camping. A lot of people get decent night's sleep when they camp because they're not next to all the artificial sounds and artificial light. So I think that has a big part to do with it. And then what about healthy foods? You know, when you're in more rural areas, you're not eating fast food as much all the time. Okay, you're going to have cooked meals, whereas in the city, you know, and I'm just as guilty. I'll run home and I'll pick something up and I'll feed the kids. Okay, and so, you know, you just wonder if that has to do with it. And so, in addition to air pollution, I think they need to look at the whole, picture. Now, I'm not saying mental illness does not occur in rural settings, but I think if they're gonna blame city and air pollution, they may need to also, investigate some other aspects to that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, a blast of sound waves could treat high blood pressure. This is cool. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many of you have noticed that this week is my birthday. Happy birthday to me. I am not officially celebrating my birthday because I am not ready to be a year older. So I am actually kind of staying quiet about it, unless, of course, any of you guys are sending presents. If you are sending a present, then... Oh,
I got a present for you.
Yoo-hoo!
Hug!
Hug! Okay, you cannot reach this far, but you know what? I will take a hug. Yay. I could feel the love. Thank
Enjoy
you.
All the squozes. All the squozes.
Oh, man. Oh, thank you. It is. It's a good birthday. It's a, you know what? It's better than the alternative. Can't be complaining about getting a year older, you know? So, obviously, we're going to be spending a very significant amount of time on my birthday later this week. Okay. Now, one thing I do not have yet, thank the Lord, but I'm not going to be surprised if this ever happens to me, is blood pressure. And blood pressure affects 7.5 million, actually it's estimated to cause 7.5 million deaths worldwide. And Daily Mail is reporting that there is a stimulating arm, or if you stimulate the arm with an ultrasound device, it is so effective that patients may not need high blood pressure medications. Now, this recent study involved 250 people, showing that using this device that stimulated the arm for just 20 minutes significantly reduced patients' blood pressure. The theory is that ultrasound waves interfere with signaling from a nerve in the forearm that also travels to the heart and is involved in regulating blood pressure. Japanese researchers that worked on this say the ultrasound treatment may be so effective that some patients will not need to take hypertension medication. Most people with hypertension, defined as blood pressure like that is over 140 over 90, depending on where you are, this study comes out of Europe, 130 over 80 can already put you at high blood pressure, and we've talked about the different stages of high blood pressure. But many need pills such as ACE inhibitors or calcium channel blockers or beta blockers, etc. And they say more than half of patients, they're when they treat their high blood pressure, doctors are finding it very hard to control, nurse practitioners and PAs, etc. So in recent years, scientists have been investigating new ways to tackle the problem. For example, using radio waves to destroy the renal nerves in the kidney help regulate blood pressure by transmitting information between the kidneys and the brain. So when we're looking at, like, the ACE, and I've talked about causes of high blood pressure, the angiotensin receptor pathway is actually a signal from the kidneys that tells the body to start clamping down and dilating the vessels and trying to raise that blood pressure up, which is why ACE inhibitors that inhibit that pathway are very, very good medications for people that have huge spikes in their blood pressure. So they say another advance has been an ultrasound where it's cheap, it's non-invasive, and now it's been applied to blood pressure. So researchers noticed that using these ultrasound devices on the forearm and other applications also appear to have an effect on people's blood pressure. So it's a handheld ultrasound device, much like an ultrasound scan, and it's placed on the forearm for 20 minutes. It doesn't even hurt. Okay? And it looks like it's right above the elbow. And they say a recent study of more than 200 patients with hypertension in Tohoku University Graduate School of Biomedical Engineering in Japan found that just one single session reduced systolic blood pressure, which is the top number, the pressure after the heart contracts, by 10 to 23 points on average compared with patients given a placebo. So they suggest that if used with medication, it could maybe boost the blood pressure lowering effects. And they say that some patients may be able to reduce their hypertensive medication or may not need it at all. What I want to know, though, is how long does this effect last? Because to me, the scariest time for you and your blood pressure is when you sleep at night. Okay, most heart attacks and strokes happen when? While you're asleep, or like about 4 or 5 in the morning. This is when you get a big blood pressure spike. This is where your sleep apnea could probably have caused the most amount of stress throughout the night on your body. And so ultrasounding yourself at 2 in the afternoon, how long an effect will that give you? Now, I mean, if they say, well, you could have maybe 8 hours of protective effect, then I would say ultrasound yourself before you go to bed. Now, whenever I do diagnose you with blood pressure, I recommend that you check your blood pressure at least twice a day. We want to know when you spike. And also, if you get off the phone with your mother-in-law, or you had a fight with the wife, or the kids are stressing you out, check your blood pressure. We need to know when your blood pressure spikes, when your blood pressure is at its highest, when it's at the lowest, and sometimes it's difficult while you're taking medication. But there is an art to blood pressure management, and it's not that difficult. Okay, so the researchers also measured the amount of blood being pumped out by the heart and the pulse rate, and they found that these were significantly lower after ultrasound treatment. So there's a direct effect on the blood pressure mechanism. They say the theory is that the ultrasound signals interfere with sympathetic nerves, which have branches in the forearm and lead to the heart. Now, what's your sympathetic nervous system? Your sympathetic, or the sympathetic system, is your flight or fight response. So let's say you have to run track, or you have to run away from a bad guy, or you have to get into a fight. Immediately your heart rate increases, your bronchioles dilates, you could get more air. You don't seem to have to pee or poop because you're in the middle of something, so you can't have to deal with going to the bathroom, etc. And so the sympathetic system kicks into play. So, let me see. So they say whether the blood pressure can be kept lower for months or years during this technique, they don't know, and that's what they're going to study. But, you know, another thing that I find very, very interesting is I'll have a person in hypertensive urgency or hypertensive emergency where they come into the office and their blood pressure is really, really high. And so I send them to the ER. Now, in the olden days, they'd give you a shot. Okay, so they give you a shot, or they give you some IV labetalol, get that blood pressure down, and then when your blood pressure was in control, would let you go home because we knew you wouldn't get a stroke. Hospitals don't do that anymore. Now what they do is they give you a medication like clonidine or something, and then they watch you and see that your blood pressure drops a little bit. They make sure your heart's okay, et cetera, and they tell you to follow up with your primary doctor. So if your primary doctor is out of town, or this is a Friday night and you have high blood pressure and your medicine takes a while to work, what can we do to get your blood pressure down? This ultrasound technique could have some amazing applications in the hospital. So, or the ER setting. So that could be pretty, pretty cool. Another study, by the way, has come out saying eating nuts can boost a man's fertility. Two handfuls of mixed nuts every day could boost your fertility, according to Spanish doctors. Half of the 110 men who were studied have 2 ounces of nuts added to their daily diet for 3 months. The others continue with their normal diet, and they are going to be watching their sperm samples before and after the 3-month period to see how the sperm is doing. So we will definitely keep you posted on those. Next, the FDA has approved Aspire Assist Obesity Device. This is a new obesity treatment that uses a surgically placed tube to drain a portion of the stomach contents after every meal. The Aspire Assist device, they say, should not be used on patients with eating disorders. And it's not supposed to be used for short durations or those who are, like, moderately overweight. It's intended to be used in weight loss in people that are at least 22 years old, who are obese, whose BMI is 35 to 55, and who have failed to achieve to maintain weight loss through non-surgical weight loss therapy. The Aspire Assist approach will help provide effective control of calorie absorption, etc., and patients need to be regularly monitored. So what happens is the surgeons insert a tube in the stomach with an endoscope, like through a small incision in the abdomen. A disc-shaped port valve that lies outside the body, which is against the skin of the abdomen, is connected to the tube and remains in place. 20 to 30 minutes after meal consumption, the patient attaches the device's external connector and tubing to the port valve, opens the valve, and drains the contents. Once opened, it takes approximately 5 to 10 minutes to drain food matter through the tube and into the toilet. Again, not to be used with people who have bulimia or anorexia or eating disorders. The device removes 30% of the calories consumed. It seems pretty involved. Whew. But it's another technique out there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.